Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and praise the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we want to welcome you. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How great is our God? How great is our God? Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Angels bow before you. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Father God. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us, Father. One more day, hallelujah, that you have given unto us. One more day, Father God. Hallelujah, and you're great and you're mighty and you're mighty and you're great and you're great and you're mighty. And you're mighty and you're great. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we place it into your hands, Father, that you would unfold it according to your wisdom, your grace, and your mercies. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Now, Lord, bless our services where, Father God, hallelujah, you and you alone will be glorified. Your people will be edified. And Satan is already horrified. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is great. Amen. And God is so greatly, amen, to be praised. Amen. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen to all of our listening audience on this morning. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we welcome you, amen, to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your kingdom coach and your host on this morning. Amen. And to God be all the praise, and to God be all the glory, and to God be all of the honor. Amen. And we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that everybody had a good weekend. Amen. Everywhere, glory be to God. And we especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Amen. Greetings to you. Please enjoy our services on today, and please continue to come back, amen, as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to go directly into the word on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to call to your attention the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10 and verse number 32. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. Hebrews, amen, chapter number 10, verse number 32, amen, and it reads, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Give me 1 second, saints. Amen. Give me 1 second. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, as you give you, I give you a second. Amen. To, amen. Turn to that particular portion of scripture. Amen. But call to remembrance of former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions. Amen. We just want to talk to you, amen, just for a few minutes this morning about being on the right track. Being on the right track. Beloved, amen, let me ask you a question. Have you ever received a word from the Lord? And when you received that word from the Lord, amen, it gave you the exact direction you needed. It was the word you needed to hear. It was the word you was waiting for. And when you received that word from God, you knew it was God speaking to you. It was a connection in your spirit. It was a connection in your soul. It was the peace of God, the glory of God, amen. I'm talking about a word straight from heaven. I mean, God sitting in his throne room, amen, and he sends a message down just for you, just with your name on it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You were seeking the word from the Lord, and you got the word. You were seeking direction from God, and you got direction. Oh, glory be to God. And then, beloved, then what happens? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to tell me what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened because I already know what happened. As soon as you got that word, beloved, suddenly, boom, 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 here it is, attack after attack after attack after attack after attack after attack. It seems like all hell broke loose. And the craziest circumstances erupted. Crazy stuff start happening. Stuff you can't even really tell anybody about. They wouldn't even believe it. Amen. If you told them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Crazy stuff happening. Right after you got the word from the Lord. Seemingly, beloved, to directly challenge you. To assault you, to exalt the word that you just received from God. Here comes this attack to assault the word. Glory be to God. And beloved, hallelujah, if I've just described what you have gone through or what you are going through right now, this word this morning, amen, is for you to be encouraged. This word this morning comes to tell you that you are on the right track. You must be on the right track. Let me tell you this, my brothers and sisters. A spiritual fight usually does not occur when you have been especially illuminated to the divine plan that God has for you. After God has spoken to you and you're illuminated, the eyes of your understanding are enlightened, you can see now, you can expect a fight. Expect it. Be prepared for it because it's coming. This is why the scripture tells us, beloved, it's a call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured. Now listen to the Bible now. Listen to the Bible. I'm reading scripture here. This is the written word of God. It says, ye endured. Let me go back to the scripture here. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, after your eyes came open, after you could see plainly now, after you could see clearly now, after you could see exactly what God wants you to do, after you can see what God's will is for your life, what God's will is for your season, for this season, what God's will is pertaining to your family, your ministry. Come on now. You're illuminated now. You're no longer in the dark. You're no longer confused. You no longer need someone to help you to break things down and figure out where you are and what's going on. You can see for yourself now. Your eyes are open. They was closed. Now they're open. And once yesterday you didn't understand, but today you do. Yesterday you didn't have peace about it, but today you do. Okay, in that same scripture, in that same verse, it says, but it's not finished. After you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions. just for a couple minutes, beloved, this morning, I want us to look at those three words in this verse. I want us to look at the word great, I want us to look at the word fight, and I want us to look at afflictions. These words describe what you and I might experience, beloved, after the Lord has given us a word of instruction to illuminate us regarding his plan for our lives. When we look at that word, a great, ye have endured a great, amen. Let's look at that word in the Greek, beloved. That word in the Greek means a huge number. That word great means an enormous, to an enormous degree. Not just to a degree, but to an enormous degree. Huge, effectual, humongous. Beloved, by using this word, the writer of Hebrews tells us that sometimes spiritual conflict accompanies a word of divine instruction, and they are normally not challenges of little consequence that can be easily overcome with minimum effort. The challenges that we're talking about now don't go away with the first prayer. They don't even go away when your prayer warrior is praying with you right away either. He's talking about humongous, he's talking about here an enormous degree, beloved. Glory be. He says great. See? Well, this one here, glory be to God, you was playing around with fasting the last time. Prior to this, you was playing around with fasting. You was pretending you was fasting. Huh? You not eat for 20 minutes and tell everybody you fast this morning. Oh, no. With this here, he's talking about, oh, you're going to be showing up fasting now. Huh. You eat today? No, I ain't eating. Why? Because this kind, I'm dealing with a this kind of situation. Well, didn't you just hear from God? I thought you said that you heard from, I did, baby, I heard. I heard from, well, why are you going through all this if you heard from God? Because the scripture says here, after I was illuminated, I endured a great fight of afflictions. I'm talking about the great kind. Is the bishop available? The apostle in town? Oh, that great kind. You know, you wasn't calling around before, but now you're calling everybody pray alive. Call Oral Roberts. Yeah, I talked to Oral Roberts, Joyce Myers, T.D. Jakes. Who we got here? Benny Hinn. Where Benny Hinn? You calling around to everybody. I got a prayer request. I got a prayer request. Why? Because what you're going through is great. See, it's bigger than usual. See, you could blow the other stuff off. You could blow the other stuff off. But now you have run across something that ain't moving. It's so big it ain't moving. Glory be to God. See, beloved, so the Lord is saying here, when you use this word great, beloved, amen, it's one of those situations that it don't go away easy. It's not easily overcome. I'm going to handle this one in prayer. Eventually. Glory be to God. It's not easily overcome with minimal effort. In other words, you really got to put some effort in this now. Oh, you was playing around on the prayer line, you know, calling in when they're giving a benediction, calling in when they binding Jesus. Oh, but now you calling in before the prayer warriors call in. You calling in 5 minutes to 12, 5 minutes to 9. You on the line. You ain't even waiting. Any visitors on the line? You ain't even waiting for the visitors. You hopping right in. I need some help right here, y'all. Oh, glory be to God. In fact, beloved, the enemy's attacks are usually great. In other words, beloved, they're significant attacks.
See, sometimes we just get poked a little bit. Glory be. And sometimes the Lord allow us to be attacked significantly. The kind of trials that require all of your determination to hold on, all of your determination not to give up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, you really don't want to quit, but I'm telling you, it's taking everything you got to hang in there. Glory be to God. You holding fast, but I don't know, you feel like you're getting a little weak. You might lose your grip. I might fall. I don't know if I can go another day. I'm going to tell you the truth, y'all. I want to go another day. I don't know if I can go another day. I really do want to go. I want to. God is my heart, but I don't know if I can. That's how great it is. See, glory be to God. Actually being in the midst of this thing. Glory be to God. He said, ye endured a great fight of affliction. So it's great. It's huge. It's humongous. It's not your average. Then he goes on to talk about the fight. The word fight, beloved, amen, glory be to God, refers to comes from a Greek word, amen, and the definition means committed athlete. Committed, not just an athlete, but a committed athlete. This undoubtedly tells you that when you receive a word from the Lord, beloved, it may throw you into one of the greatest challenges of your entire life. You'll feel like you just entered the ring and you are competing for the prize. You might feel like you're in that ring with Michael Tyson, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier. You in the boxing ring. You ain't watching. You are no longer a spectator. You actually are in the ring. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You're fighting for your life. You're fighting for your life. Glory be to God. You're fighting to win. Glory be to God. You're desperate. He said, if I die, I'm going to die fighting. Then he says here, ye endured a great, glory be to God, significant attack. Glory be to God. A great fight. Amen. Fighting for your life. And then he uses that last word, afflictions. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, hallelujah, in the Greek, this word usually refers to mental pressure or to suffering that affects the mind. This isn't talking about mental sickness, beloved. Rather, it points to a war in your soul or an attack to your mind. Anybody ever been attacked in the mind? I mean, the devil just beating you all up in your mind. Glory be to God. You're laying down trying to take a nap. Here he come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Minding your own business. Here he come. Slapping you up out of nowhere. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Your mind is under attack. Glory be to God. And he didn't send the little boys. He didn't send the demons that just came around on yesterday. He bring the grandfather demons, the grandmama demons, those demons that's been experienced, those demons that are wicked, those demons that's been around for a long time. Yeah, he brings those, amen, to attack you in your mind, all because you got a word from God. All because you got a word from God and you told God yes. You told God yes. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. I was sharing with, amen, a family member, glory be to God, hallelujah, just a few days ago, amen, glory be to God, when I got to a place, amen, and God, and I just said, God, I said yes, I surrender. I didn't even know what I was surrendering to. I'm going to tell you the truth. I still don't know. I didn't even know God what I was telling God yes to. But I knew God was calling me higher, and I knew God was calling me greater and possibly to another place. Glory be to God. And you know what I told God? I said, God, I no longer fight with you. I surrender. Glory be to God. Beloved, when you get that word from God that you've been waiting for and you say yes without any reservations, when you say yes without any excuses, any buts, Father God, whatever you want, I'll do. Whatever you want, Father God, your will, not my will, Father God. You're the potter. I'm the clay. You're right. I'm wrong. I live for you. It's all about you. Whatever you want, Father God, I'm your servant. Watch out. Beloved, so when you read this verse here in the Greek, this is how this verse reads. After you were illuminated, you endured an enormous ordeal that threw you into the biggest fight you ever faced in your life. But the most critical part of the struggle resulted from their unremitting assaults that literally battered your mind. Beloved, you can be sure that if you take a stance of faith in response to a word you receive from God, every possible negative thought will come against your mind. Every possible negative thought. Here you come. I didn't want to think that. Why am I thinking that? I ain't want to go there. Why am I stuck here? I don't want to be stuck here. I don't want my thoughts to be dwelling on this person, what this person doing, this situation. Why am I stuck in the negative? It's an assault against your mind. I don't have no jealousy in my heart. Father God, why I'm feeling like this? I don't have no envy in my heart. Father God, what's going on here? It's an assault against your mind. Not only will the devil try to use people and circumstances to bring about his plans, beloved, but he will also affect your mind with all kinds of negative thoughts and accusations. He'll do everything he can to talk you out of doing what God has called you to do. This is what this is all about. This is what this is all about. Some of you trying to figure out what in the hell is going on. Somebody got to talk to me. I do what's right. I pray. I pay my tithes. I try to love people. Lord, what the heck is going on? It's the devil trying to talk you out of what God has called you to do, baby. You on the right road. You on the right road, and the devil trying to get you to make a U-turn. You on the right road, and the devil trying to slow you down. The devil wants you to make a detour. He wants you to make a pit stop. Oh, you on the right road. He trying to get you to turn left when God's telling you to go straight. Oh, you in the right road. For some of you that's just trying to figure out what the heck is going on, hey, this word comes to let you know this morning, amen, and encourage you that you're on the right road. That's what all the drama is about. Well, I didn't think that God would do it. No, God not in the drama. He ain't in the drama. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the drama comes to attack the word. Let me tell you something. The devil don't play fair. And the devil don't like you. And the devil definitely don't like the word. You know what the devil don't like about you? That you got the word in your spirit. That you have received the word. You have believed the word. You have grasped the word. You said yes to the word. You walk in with the word. You allow the word to take root in the soil of your heart. The devil see the roots of the word growing up. He said, oh, no, if we don't stop this right now, they're going to get a 30-fold harvest. He said, if we don't kill this crop right now, they about to get a 100-fold harvest up in here. Man, if they get a 100-fold harvest, can you imagine what that testimony is going to look like? Can you imagine how many souls are going to be won? Can you imagine how many people are going to come to God's kingdom if they get an opportunity to share this testimony? Oh, no, we got to stop this. We got to kill this harvest. No, attack the word. Attack the word. And he come with his best fight. Beloved, do not be surprised by this. You must remember that Jesus experienced the same type of attack when, as he hung on that cross on Calvary, beloved. As Jesus suffered, he laid down his own life on the cross, and the soldiers and the other criminals, amen, glory be to God, hollering and screaming at him. Horrible, slanderous statements at him. Y'all know the story of how they treated our Lord and our Savior. But what did Jesus do? Jesus pushed aside all the assaults that came up against him, that came up against his soul, and what did Jesus do? He endured. Jesus endured. Jesus committing his life and destiny into the Father's hands. That's what Jesus did. Well, I'm under an assault, Pastor. I'm under assault. I heard God say this, and God told me this, and here it comes. Here, okay, all right, Okay, so what would Jesus do? What did Jesus do? Oh, no. I think Jesus just committed his life and destiny into the Father's hands. Well, I think we need to do like Jesus did. I think we need to do the same thing that Jesus did. So, beloved, as I close on this morning, let me ask you a question. If you ever received a word from God in your life, let me ask you this. Did you go through a huge ordeal yourself after you were illuminated to God's plan? God finally put light on his plan, and now you had to go through a huge ordeal. Did you feel that you were thrown into a fight that came to challenge what God has told you? Did you find that the devil tried to assault your mind and your emotions with lies, accusations, and fears? Because that's all he can bring. He can't bring the truth because he's the father of lies. He's the father of lies. False imagination. The devil know how to paint pictures, boy. Got you scared now. If I don't do this, this going to happen. They going to leave me. They going to leave me. They going to die. I'm going to lose this. If they don't. The devil, you just had a visit from the devil. When you wrapped up in fear like that, wondering, this going to go wrong, and that you just had a visit by the devil. Not worse than that, you had an assault. You were assaulted. You know how you can call 911 and report when you have been assaulted? And they come look for that person and lock that person up in the natural? Well, guess what? You have just been assaulted by the devil. Beloved, if you have been in this place and I'm talking about, or if this is exactly where you are right now, then I want you to be encouraged. This is the good news. Be encouraged. This is probably your clearest signal that you received a real word from the Lord. Matter of fact, beloved, you must be right on track. You are right on track. You are right where God will have you. You have a bull's eye alignment. I mean, you right in the center of God's will. You're walking with the heartbeat of God. I mean, you are exactly where God will have you to be. Because the devil is terribly concerned about what will happen if you act on what God has revealed to you. The devil is scared. because you're right where God will have you to be. Now, if you do what God tells you to do, the devil know he in trouble. You overturning, flipping his plans upside down. The devil scared to death. So he got to come at you hard. He said, this is my last chance. I got to come at him hard. Because if I don't stop him, it's going to be too late. So the devil gives you all he has. He said, I got to come at him hard. They're right in the center of God's will. They heard from God, man. Glory be to God. But I come to tell you this morning, don't back down. I come to tell you right now, do not back down. Do not give up. Do not quit. Do not turn around. Do not go to no plan B, plan C, or plan D. God doesn't have a plan B and plan C and plan D. God. When God speaks, he just gives you no alternatives. He don't change his mind. Don't back down, beloved. Don't surrender to the enemy's vicious lies in your mind. Don't surrender to his attacks against your body. Don't surrender to his challenges to your finances. Don't surrender to his assaults on your relationships. Don't back down. Don't back down. Mm-mm. Don't back down. Regardless, beloved, of how much resistance he tries to bring against you, don't you dare back up on that word that God gave you. Don't you make a move. Don't you make a move on that word that God gave you. Hold on to that word with dear life. God is not a man and God is not a liar. God will always honor his word. Not one of his promises will ever fail. You got to be like Brother Joe, baby. Hold on to that word God gave you. Glory be to God. And tell the devil, though you slay me, yet will. Tell the devil, though you slay me, though the Lord slay me, don't make no difference how I'm being slayed. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. This thing is big right now, but I'm going to trust God. Glory be to God. The assaults are coming, the bullets are coming, but I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God. Don't you dare back up. Because, beloved, if you hadn't received the true word from the Lord, there would be nothing for the devil to challenge. There would be, the devil wouldn't be fighting you like that. If you hadn't received that word from the Lord, you would not be a challenge for him. You would not even be a consideration for the devil. The devil will be paying you no never mind. But because you got that word from God, the power is in the word. The truth is in the word. The miracle is in the word. The breakthrough is in the word. The increase is in the word. The revelation is in the word. It's in the word. And that's what you got fresh from heaven. You know the devil coming for that. You know the devil coming for that. Y'all know, y'all know I just taught a few months ago about the soil. Y'all taught about the soil. Uh-huh. Oh, the devil coming for that. The devil ain't coming for you. He coming for the word. But since you holding on to the word, he got to beat you up to get it. You know how sometimes it's a fist fight, putting the guys out there in the fight, they want the guy's money. God said, I ain't giving you my money. So the only way that knucklehead going to get that guy's money, he got to beat the guy up first, beat the guy up, and then take his money. Well, see, that's what the devil said. You holding on to the word. You said, I ain't letting the word go. I'm sorry. I got this. The devil said, okay. Well, let me beat you up first. And so why would God allow us to go through a great fight of afflictions? Because God knew we already win when we win it, when we stand in Jesus' name. The Lord said, fight a good fight of faith. The God tell you to fight back. The God don't tell you to run. You know, sometimes people want to run after the bully. They want to run. Here come the bully, and they running home from school. They running, they running, they running. Ain't no place. God ain't telling you to run nowhere. Run to the altar. God said, fight back. Oh, the devil coming to get the word? Oh, really? Fight back. Fight a good fight of faith. Why? Hallelujah, because God will honor his word above his name. His word will never return to him void. And, baby, you coming out all right. And you coming out all right. Glory be to God. Beloved, the fight you face is the greatest evidence that you're right on track. Just hang on and don't give up. Just hang on. And don't give up. After you've done all the stand, keep on standing. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Inasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain. Just hang on and don't give up. You're clearly headed in the right direction. Amen. Amen. And amen. Lord, as we take a stand of faith in response to that word that we have received from you for our life, Father, we realize that Satan may try to use negative thoughts to war against our minds. Thank you for alerting us to the fact that the devil may even try to use people and circumstances to change your plan for our lives. But we also thank you that Satan cannot stop your plan from coming to pass. With your spirit illuminating our minds, we know that we will be able to discern the attacks of the enemy and successfully resist each and every attack. Pray this in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right, here it is, there it is. Oops, there it is. Amen. On the right track, baby. Keep going, amen, and keep going. Amen, hallelujah, and we bless God. We want to thank God for the word of God on today, and to God be all the praise, the glory, and all of the honor. In form of announcements, 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 announcements. Okay, we will be at the altar of prayer. Glory be to God today at 12 o'clock. Amen, and back at 9. Amen, Lord's willing. Amen, all of this week. Amen, glory be to God. Wednesday night Bible study. Amen, Wednesday night Bible study. Friday night is scheduled for our Friday night prayer. We know we have a holiday coming up, but you know what? Some people ain't doing nothing. I think we still going to have our prayer if we don't have two people on there, especially since we didn't have it last Friday. Amen. So whatever. Amen. If we little as much. You only need two or three people, saints. Some people get mesmerized with the numbers. Oh, this person here got 1,000 people. Hell, 10,000 people showed up. But let me tell you something. In God's economy, God said all you need is two or three. Do you know it only takes two people to make a church? They ain't got but three people in the church. You only need but two or three. And mess some people up. Amen. Because why we live for people. We live to impress people. See? Instead of, amen, living to impress God. Amen. So that's our announcements for this week. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning. Amen. Giving God the praise, giving God the glory, and giving God all of the honor. We want to thank our Dr. Lauren for the message that came forth, amen, on yesterday. Amen. Being patient for yourself, being patient with yourself. We want to thank God for her. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you enjoyed all of the replays, amen, last week. Amen. Glory be to God. We went into our archives and we pulled up six nice messages, amen, to rebroadcast, amen. And we know that you do it all the time, watching reruns, amen. And you know what? Amen. Glory be to God that I was on the call all last week. Amen. And those, I said, you know what? It's some good stuff in our inventory. So the Holy Spirit, amen, showed me what to do, amen, with all of our messages in our inventory. He gave me a plan. It's going to take me some time to do it, but I have already started it, amen, and to obey the instructions of the Lord. Amen. We want to bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. We want to thank God also for we want to thank God also for, matter of fact, I am incorporating the name today as soon as the State Department opens up. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. And the name that I am incorporating, okay, Holy Ghost, I had to write it down. Hallelujah. It is called the Wealth Kingdom University. And you'll be hearing more about it. Amen. The Wealth Kingdom University. And I already had the blueprint years ago, but God has redefined it and let me know that now is the time for it to come forth. So we want to give God some praise, and we want to give God some glory and some honor. All right, I miss all of you guys. I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. Amen. Welcome back. Glory be to God. Welcome back, and I'm glad to be back. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. I'm not going to really say that I'm going away again real soon, but I already told you guys that I'm going to be traveling. I already told you guys that. Y'all already know that. I just shared that with you. Amen. I didn't have to share it with you. Amen. God already told me. I don't know who's going to be with me. I don't know all that, but God is bringing all that together because I finally told God yes. The door is already open. So I'm going to be traveling. Matter of fact, I got to get me two more pieces of luggage. Because the two pieces I got, that was okay if you're going away for about 3 or 4 days, but I don't know how the Lord's going to do this. I really don't know if it's going to be a week at a time, a month at a time, but the Lord is already putting stuff in order, So, amen. So that's all I want to say. So it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Amen. Saints, it's a good thing. Well, I'm talking about promotion. If God is promoting the leader, and you with the leader, that means God promoting you. If you got a string tied to your pants, your belt, that means that your belt goes left, you go left. I mean, if you're one with the leader, one with the ministry, if the ministry is promoted, how are you gonna be left behind? Simple as that. All right. All right. To God be praised. Lord's willing. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stay on. Stay straight. But let's stay on the right track. Don't jump the track. Don't jump the track because you're going through something. Don't jump the track. Just give God some praise. Devil's afraid of what you're about to bring birth to. The devil's afraid of this baby. He's scared. He's scared. And scare him up. He done scared you enough. He done harassed you enough in life. So, yeah, scare him. Scare him. You know what I tell the devil? Amen. Glory be to God. I said, you know what? If you can come under the blood, then come on. See? And then I accept whatever God allow. Because, beloved, everything not going to be easy breezy. And I'm just going to tell you that right now. Some things you got to go through. Some things you got to fight through. But let me tell you something. When you're walking with God, you coming through. It was our sister B. Michelle Morton wrote, the book she wrote, On the Other Side of Through. Yeah, baby, you coming through. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God that has come forth on today, and we give your name all the praise, and we give your name all the glory, and we give your name all the honor. Father, thank you for a word of encouragement today because some of us didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was going on, Father God. We really didn't. We was about to go to another ministry. We thought it was maybe the ministry. We thought maybe it was the leader we was under, the soil, the pastor. We didn't know what the heck was going on. But But we want to thank you, Father, for making it plain, making it plain, Father God, while we was in the fire, while we was being attacked, what was going on in our minds. We thank you for making it plain, Father. Because we about to give birth to a baby. Woo! Some of us having babies, twins and triplets and quadruplets. Father, help us not to abort the baby. And help us not to jump the track. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time of the day. Cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, help us, show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Meet us at the altar, Father, the warriors as they pray. May your power be revealed. May your glory be revealed, Father. Father, for those that are in labor right now, Father God, help us to serve as midwives to our brothers and sisters. Because in your kingdom, even the men have a womb, Father God. The men can give birth also. So, Father God, we pray one for another. We pray that our sisters and brothers that are going through right now because of that word you gave them, they will not quit. They will not faint. They will not give up, and they will not surrender to the devil. We hold their hands up. We hold them up. Help them to keep on walking. One step at a time. One step at a time. They're not going to faint. They're not going to fall out. If they fall down, they're going to get back up. Father God, one step at a time, we lift up our brothers and sisters in the midst, Father God, of an assault, that you can show them that when they are weak, they are really strong. Because we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost. We seal this service, we seal this prayer, we seal this word. Glory be to God, hallelujah, by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet, and it will not and it cannot be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you a peace. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Everybody, 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 have a good day. Amen. And Jesus, love you, love you.
When you've done all you can, and seems like it's never enough, and what do you say when your orphans turn away, and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give in your nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle? You tell filled with pain.
Signing out. Love you.